Welcome to another deep dive today, where we're going to be exploring silence.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, we've got a really interesting mix of sources this time around.
Yeah.
Some scientific articles, some spiritual texts, and even some quantum physics stuff, which is always fun.
Gonna be a wild ride.
Yeah, so we'll be looking at how silence affects our brains and our bodies,
Right.
and we'll explore how it plays out in different cultures,
Huh.
different spiritual practices even.
Okay.
And then, of course, we have to touch on the sound of silence at the quantum level, because why not?
You know me, I love to go deep.
Of course, of
I
course.
can't wait to unpack all this.
Yeah, so it's interesting because, silence is literally defined as the absence of sound, right?
Right.
But there's so much going on beneath the
Yeah,
surface.
you know, it's amazing how something that seems so simple can actually be so complex. And
Right.
it really makes you think, you know,
Yeah.
like, what is silence really all about?
Yeah, one of the articles you sent me mentioned anechoic chambers,
Oh,
the
yeah.
quietest places on Earth.
They are incredible.
It's wild.
Yeah, so these rooms are designed to completely absorb sound.
Right.
So there are no echoes, no reverberations, nothing.
Wow.
And what's fascinating is that people who go inside these chambers,
Yeah.
they can actually hear their own bodies.
What?
Yeah, like their
Oh,
heartbeat,
wow.
blood flowing,
No.
even the ringing in their ears if they have it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's because our brains are so adaptable that in the absence of external sounds, they become super sensitive to internal
So it's
ones.
like our senses are heightened in a way.
Exactly.
Wow, so silence isn't really empty then.
No, not at
It's
all.
more like it creates space for other things to become noticeable.
It's like a blank canvas
Right.
where you can start to see and hear things that were always there but hidden beneath the surface.
And this isn't just like an abstract idea or a feeling, right?
No, there's real science to back it up.
Oh, okay.
Like, think about our stress response when we're exposed to a lot of noise. Our bodies release stress hormones like cortisol.
Right, the fight or flight response.
Exactly. It puts us on high alert.
Makes sense.
But silence.
Yeah.
Silence allows our parasympathetic nervous system to take over
She's
the rest and digest system.
okay.
It's the opposite of fight or flight. It
Gotcha.
helps us relax, recover, and regenerate.
So it's not that silence is actively activating the parasympathetic nervous system.
Right.
It's more like it's creating the conditions for it to do its thing.
Exactly. It's like giving your body permission to chill out.
Okay, I like that.
And the amazing thing is, it doesn't take much.
Really?
Even a few minutes of silence can have a measurable impact on your physiology.
You know, one of the studies you sent said that just 2 minutes of silence can be more relaxing than listening to calming music.
Yeah, isn't that
Well,
fascinating?
yeah, who knew?
It's like our bodies crave that stillness.
Yeah, it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
When you think about how much noise we're constantly bombarded with.
All day, every day. It's no wonder we're so stressed out.
Right. And it's not just about physical relaxation either.
No, there's more to it.
Yeah, one of the articles talked about how silence affects our brains,
Yeah.
especially this thing called the default mode network.
Oh, the DMN.
Yeah, is that the network that's active when our minds wander?
Yeah, like when we're daydreaming or zoning out,
Yeah.
it's often seen as the brain just idling.
Right.
But it's actually much more than that.
Oh, really?
Research suggests the DMN plays a crucial role in self-reflection,
Okay.
making connections between ideas and even creative problem-solving.
So it's like the brain's incubation chamber.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
It's
cool.
where those aha moments come from.
Okay, so silence boosts the DMN,
Right.
which helps us make those connections.
Exactly.
That's probably why so many artists and thinkers seek out quiet spaces for inspiration.
Yeah, it's like giving your brain the space it needs to do its best work.
It's like stepping back from the canvas to get a fresh
I
perspective.
love that analogy. It's about creating that distance so you can see the bigger picture.
And this brings us to another interesting point.
Okay.
The role of silence in different cultures and spiritual practices. For
Yes.
centuries, traditions like Zen Buddhism and Indian yoga have emphasized silence as a path to enlightenment.
Right, and self-discovery.
It's like this ancient wisdom is now being backed up by modern neuroscience.
It's amazing how these ancient practices are now being validated by science.
Right, so it's not just about sitting in a cave and meditating for hours on end.
No, not at all.
Can regular people benefit from incorporating more silence into their lives?
Absolutely. We'll talk about some practical tips for doing that later on.
Okay, cool.
But first, let's venture into even deeper waters.
Ooh, I like where this is going.
The realm of quantum physics.
All right, bring on the mind-bending stuff.
Because things get really interesting when we start exploring silence at the subatomic level.
Oh, I'm ready to have my reality shattered.
Well, get this.
Yeah.
One of the articles you sent talked about this concept called zero-point energy, which basically means that even in a perfect vacuum...
A space completely devoid of matter.
Right, and sound waves.
Okay.
There's still a constant hum of energy at the quantum level.
Wait, hold on. You're telling me that even in complete silence, things are still vibrating?
Yep. Even at the tiniest possible scale.
That is wild.
It really challenges our very definition of silence.
Yeah, because if everything is always in motion,
right,
then true stillness might not actually exist.
From a quantum perspective, that seems to be the case.
Wow. So is true silence just an illusion then?
Well, it depends on how you define it.
Right.
But the practical benefits we've talked about,
yeah,
reduce stress, enhanced creativity, deeper,
yeah,
self-awareness,
yeah,
those are still very real.
Okay, good.
What quantum physics does is add another layer of complexity.
Okay.
It reminds us that there's always more to discover, even in the absence of sound.
It's almost like the sound of silence is this bridge,
yeah,
between the physical and the non-physical.
I like that.
The finite and the infinite. It's making me rethink the whole concept of emptiness.
Right.
And potential.
It's not about nothingness. It's
right.
About possibility.
That's a good way to put it.
And that's what makes this whole exploration so fascinating.
Well, my mind is officially blown. We've gone from anechoic chambers to the quantum realm.
It's been quite a journey.
Yeah, and I'm starting to see silence in a whole new light.
That's what we're here for.
Awesome.
To expand our understanding of this everyday experience.
Well, before we get lost in the quantum foam, let's bring things back to Earth for a bit.
Okay, sounds good.
In the next part, we'll explore some practical ways you can apply all this mind-blowing knowledge about silence to your everyday life.
I'm looking forward to getting into the nitty-gritty.
Awesome, me too.
We'll dive into some actionable tips and techniques that can help you harness the power of silence to live a more fulfilling and meaningful life.
Can't wait.
Stay tuned. So we've been exploring this amazing paradox of silence. You know how something defined by absence can be so incredibly powerful?
It's true. We've talked about how silence impacts our brains and bodies and even went to that, like, quantum physics level.
Right. And now I think it's time to get practical.
Yeah. How can we actually use this knowledge to, like, improve our lives?
Well, one of the most powerful ways is through mindfulness.
Mindfulness.
You've probably heard of it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
At its core, mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment without judgment.
Right.
And silence is a fantastic tool for cultivating that awareness.
Okay, so it's not just about meditating in a silent room for hours.
Not at all.
Yeah.
You can practice mindfulness anywhere, anytime, simply by tuning into the silence that's already present.
Really?
Yeah, even in a busy city.
Huh.
You can find moments of stillness by focusing your attention inward.
Like if I'm on a crowded subway, instead of getting overwhelmed by all the noise and commotion,
yeah,
I can shift my attention to, like, the quiet space within myself.
Exactly. It's about finding that inner sanctuary no matter what's happening around you. And from there, you can start to notice the subtle sensations of your breath, your body, your thoughts, and emotions.
Wow, it's like creating a pocket of silence within the noise.
It is a powerful idea.
And it gets even more interesting when you combine mindfulness with meditation.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So mindfulness can happen anywhere, but meditation often involves intentionally creating a quiet space.
Right. Right, usually.
And dedicating time to cultivate stillness.
Yeah, exactly. It's about setting the stage for silence.
Okay, so mindfulness is about noticing the silence that's already there.
Yes.
And meditation is about creating space for silence.
That's a great way to put it. And both practices can help quiet the mental chatter that keeps us from experiencing true peace.
Yeah, I think a lot of people struggle with that. You know, our minds are constantly racing, jumping from one thought to the next.
It's the nature of the mind.
So how can we actually quiet those mental storms?
Well, it's not about stopping your thoughts altogether. That's nearly impossible.
Right.
Meditation is more about observing those thoughts without getting carried away by them.
Huh. It's like watching clouds drift by in the sky. You see them, you acknowledge them, but you don't engage with them.
So you're creating a space of silent observation.
Yes, within our own minds.
That makes sense.
It takes practice, but it's a skill anyone can develop.
I have to admit, I find it hard to sit still and meditate.
It's a common challenge.
Are there other ways to bring silence into my life?
Absolutely. Mm. You mentioned earlier how artists and thinkers often seek out silence for inspiration.
Yeah.
That's because silence can be a powerful catalyst for creativity.
Right. One of the articles talked about how silence allows our brains to make connections between seemingly unrelated ideas.
Yeah, it's like giving our minds the space they need to wander and make those creative leaps.
Exactly. When we're constantly bombarded with information and stimulation, it's hard for new ideas to surface.
All right. It's like our brains are too busy processing everything.
So silence gives our minds the freedom to explore, to experiment, and to discover those hidden gems of inspiration.
It's like stepping back from the canvas to get a fresh perspective on your painting. Or like taking a break from a problem to let your subconscious mind work on it in the background.
Those are great analogies. Silence allows us to tap into a deeper level of creativity, a wellspring of ideas that's always there just waiting to be discovered.
This makes me think of all those stories about famous writers and musicians who went on silent retreats to work on their masterpieces.
Yeah.
It seems like they intuitively understood the power of silence for creative breakthrough.
They did. It's a timeless practice.
Right.
From ancient mystics to modern day innovators, people from all walks of life have recognized the importance of silence for unlocking their creative potential.
Okay. I'm definitely starting to see how powerful silence can be. But you mentioned another technique earlier.
Huh?
Deep listening.
Oh, yeah.
What exactly is that, and how does it relate to silence?
Deep listening is about truly being present with another person, giving them your undivided attention without interrupting or formulating your response in your head.
Right.
It's about creating a space of silence for the other person to share their thoughts and feelings fully.
So it's not just about being quiet while someone else is talking.
No.
It's about actively creating a space of silence for them to be heard.
Precisely. It's about letting go of your own agenda, your own thoughts and opinions, and simply being present with the other person's experience.
Wow. I can see how that would require a lot of inner stillness.
It does.
It's like quieting your own internal dialogue to make room for someone else's voice.
Exactly. And it's a profound way to build trust and intimacy in relationships.
Really?
Yeah. When we feel truly heard, it creates a powerful connection.
That's amazing.
Mm.
I never thought of silence as a tool for better communication, but it makes so much sense.
It's a subtle but powerful practice.
It's like creating a sacred space where genuine connection can flourish.
I love that. And it all starts with cultivating that inner silence. The more we practice mindfulness, meditation, and deep listening, the more we create those pockets of stillness within ourselves and in our interactions with others.
Okay, so we've got mindfulness, meditation, and deep listening. All powerful techniques for bringing more silence into our lives. Are there other more everyday things we can do?
Of course. You can start by simply becoming more aware of the noise around you. Maybe try turning off the TV or putting down your phone for a while.
Yeah, I'm definitely guilty of having background noise on all the time.
Yeah, a lot of people are.
It's like I'm afraid of silence.
It's a common habit in our hyper-connected world, but try carving out even a few minutes each day to unplug and just be... You might be surprised at how restorative it feels.
I can definitely try that. What about spending time in nature? Does that count as experiencing silence?
Absolutely. Nature can be a wonderful source of silence, even if there are sounds of birds singing or leaves rustling. It's a different kind of silence, a silence that's alive and vibrant.
A silence that's alive. I love that. It really resonates with me. It's like those quantum fluctuations we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
A constant hum of energy, even in the apparent stillness.
Exactly. Silence isn't about the absence of sound. It's about attuning ourselves to a deeper level of reality. It's about recognizing that even in the quietest moments, there's a symphony of life unfolding all around us and within us.
That's such a beautiful way to think about it. So we talked about all these different ways to bring more silence into our lives, but why is this so important? Why should we care about silence in a world that seems to be getting louder and more chaotic by the day?
That's the million-dollar question, and one we'll explore further in our final segment, but I think it boils down to this silence is a sanctuary, a place where we can reconnect with ourselves, with others, and with something larger than ourselves.
Silence is a sanctuary. Mm. I like that. It's a powerful image. It makes me want to go find a quiet spot right now and just be...
Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back after a short break to delve deeper into the profound implications of silence in a world that desperately needs it.
Okay, so we're back. And ready to wrap up this deep dive into silence.
Yeah, it's been a pretty amazing journey so far.
We've covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, from anechoic chambers to quantum fluctuations.
Exactly. And we've seen how silence can have these really powerful effects on us.
Right.
Like reducing stress, boosting creativity, deepening our connections.
Yeah, and even helping us tap into that deeper level of awareness.
Right. But I think the big question that's probably on everyone's mind is,
yeah,
why does it all matter?
Why silence?
Yeah, what's the point of embracing silence in a world that's like constantly screaming for our attention?
It's a valid question, especially in today's world.
Right, like we're constantly bombarded with information stimulation noise.
It can be overwhelming.
Yeah, totally. And it feels like that constant noise takes a toll on us.
It does.
On our mental health, our relationships.
Sort of well-being in general.
Yeah, even our ability to think clearly.
To focus, to be creative.
Exactly.
But here's the good news.
Okay.
Silence offers a way out.
A way out of the noise.
It's not just about escaping the noise, though.
Okay.
It's about reclaiming our inner space.
Like finding that quiet sanctuary within.
Yeah, where we can reconnect with ourselves.
You mentioned earlier that silence is a presence, not just an absence.
Right.
What does that mean practically?
Well, it means that silence isn't empty.
Okay.
It's filled with potential.
Potential for what?
Potential for everything. It's in those quiet moments that we can tap into our intuition, hear the whispers of our heart, access a deeper level of wisdom that's always available to us.
So it's like tuning out the external noise so we can tune into our inner guidance system.
Exactly. And the more we practice silence, the more we strengthen that connection.
That makes sense.
Remember that concept of zero-point energy we talked about?
Yeah, the idea that even in a vacuum, there's this constant hum of energy at the quantum level.
Right. Or I think it's a beautiful metaphor for the power of silence.
How so?
It's in the stillness that we can tap into that universal energy, that creative force that connects us all.
Wow. So silence isn't just about finding peace and quiet.
No, it's about accessing our own power.
Our own inner resources.
Exactly. By embracing silence, we become more conscious creators of our own reality. We're not just reacting to the world around us. We're actively shaping our experience.
That's pretty powerful.
It is. It's a shift in perspective.
From being passive to being active.
Yeah, from feeling helpless to feeling empowered.
So it's not about passively enduring the noise.
Right.
It's about intentionally creating space for silence to like work its magic.
Exactly. And the beautiful thing is it doesn't require grand gestures or dramatic life changes.
Okay, so what can people do right now in their everyday lives to invite more silence in?
Start small.
Small.
Maybe it's 5 minutes of meditation each morning.
Okay.
Or taking a silent walk in nature.
Right.
Maybe it's turning off the radio on your commute.
Uh-huh.
Or consciously putting down your phone for a while.
It's about being intentional.
Yes.
About making that choice.
To create space for stillness.
And as we do that,
yeah,
pay attention to how we feel.
Notice the subtle shifts in your energy, your mood, your clarity of thought.
You might be surprised at the impact even small moments of silence can have.
It's true.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into silence,
yeah,
I want to leave everyone with a little challenge.
A challenge.
Embrace the silence.
Yes.
Don't be afraid of the quiet moments.
See them as opportunities.
For growth, for connection, for self-discovery.
Listen to the whispers of your heart. Tap into that infinite potential within you and use the power of silence to create the life you truly desire.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us on this journey into the sound of silence.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope it's inspired you to find your own moments of stillness and discover the incredible power that lies within.
Until next time.